Okay, so I wanted to also turn everybody on to like an amazing show out there that I happen to really like. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? I am back. Yes, I am very quickly because I just got so totally inspired. And once again, Anchor is so easy to use. I literally just touched the button and I started recording. I like this. I really like this. However, let's get to it. The Magicians. I don't know who are my people out here that love the Sci-Fi Network. I love it. There were so many shows over there I used to watch. This is community based. I know you're going like, what does this have to do with the community? Because watching different TV shows, I've always been like this. I'm a kid born in the 70s, so TV was really a huge part of our lives as we were growing up. It really was. We were the group of kids, and maybe those a little older than us, just a little bit, who were coming in to do the shift, but our parents were cool with us watching television. But we as parents and even our kids now are not cool with the television. But to get back to it, television was an amazing thing back in the day. It really they really tried to use it, I would say, a lot more responsibly. PBS was a huge part of my upbringing. Also, I remember the little kid specials on after school when you would get home. You'd be ready to watch all your little cartoons, and they decide, no, this is a learning moment. You're not going to watch them today. We have the after school special on. So let's just say I'm a TV head, okay? But not TV. I'm a person that really likes to watch good conscious recording, of different shows and stuff like that. So it could be on TV, but nowadays that is not what I don't even own a TV. I stream things. So Netflix is my friend. YouTube is my friend. Amazon Prime is my friend. I am in a quandary over how and when and why I'm going to get Hulu and anything else that's coming, but right now those are the ones that I have. And I happened to watch the other day The Magicians. Yo, that is such a good show. Oh my God, I like watched the whole thing this weekend. I loved it. I don't know who my magician heads are out there that really love the show. I don't know if it started somewhere else. I probably should have done that research before I jumped on here singing its praises. And I hope there has not been any type of scandal with the show, but it is an awesome show. Okay. And I'm very happy to see that it's like 3 seasons. I hope that it continues. Nothing like good writing and then the show doesn't come back. I cannot. There was another sci-fi show that was on that I really cannot remember at all. I know it had Malik Yoba in it as a main character. I loved the show. It had 2 seasons. As soon as I signed up for Netflix, I like watched it over again because I happen to really love that show. I also recently finished watching Lost Girl because I got so caught up in life. I was not able to watch all of Lost Girl, and I was very happy with where the show went and how they ended it. It was a very good show. I need to finish Being Human. I'm a sci-fi person. I also loved Torchwood, okay? I don't know if Torchwood was on sci-fi. It might have been on the BBC. I don't think it was ever on sci-fi, but I love Torchwood. For a lot of us who love Torchwood, who are sci-fi people, you watch Torchwood in the BBC, and then you watch Torchwood when it got on Starz, and it hasn't come back yet. And I know everyone is probably writing that man, like, please bring him back. But then when I see Captain Jack Harkness on, what show is it? Oh, I just watched it. It's not the Legends. Arrow. When I see him on there, I'm just like, maybe Torchwood's never coming back. Yeah. I loved the Arrow. I had to kind of take a break from it because I wanted to watch some other stuff. And Arrow is such an awesome show. I love how it introduced other shows. The show that got me into Arrow was Flash. Okay. I love Flash. Okay, I really do. I'm waiting for the next season to come so I can binge watch. I'm kicking off The Legends right now as I blew through Flash like nobody's business. I took a break from the Arrow. I'm going to go back and finish. I think I'm actually in season 5 or 6 right now, and that's all they have on Netflix. But I'm like a person that likes to watch stuff that inspires me. And I mentioned that in my last podcast. So I do things that make me like literally happy. And so watching TV or watching good writing show up on a screen that actually entertains me, it may not be good to someone else, and it could be absolutely extraordinary to someone else, but for me, it's awesome. You know, it's good. It's just like, it takes me to my happy place. It takes me to my happy spot. You understand what I'm saying? So what I found when I watched The Magicians, I was just so impressed. Oh, I was really impressed with that show. The different people and their different abilities, the way different characters changed and moved along. Like Alice, how Alice was like this really timid girl, extremely talented, and then turned into, I don't know what she turned into, but I love Alice's character. And I mean, because she was just like, you know, when she would be growling at people, is she growling? I loved it. I love this show. Also seeing, so much within regards to how relationships change over time, experiences that we have and stuff like that, and what they mean as far as friendships, what they mean as far as whether or not the friendships will continue, move forward, and whether or not if people can make it through that, things that a lot of people will have a fallout on. I'm like, when I watch certain things on there, I'm like, I don't know that that would have been scripted like that in real life. Yeah, I don't know about that. Just maybe not. I'm just thinking, I don't think so. However, I really love the show. So I binge watched it. I'm also waiting for the last season of Supernatural that is now on Sci-Fi. That's on CW. I'm not certain if Supernatural's done or if it's like getting ready to be done. I think it's getting ready to be done because as I recall, I read there's one more season. So if you haven't been able to tell, I'm a bit of a sci-fi buff, you know, and, you know, happy fantasy characters. Like, I love all the Marvel shows and stuff like that, and Marvel movies. So I wanted to come here and share that. I actually watched The Magicians, and what I really liked about it was the whole grown-up, I'm a big person premise of, I am in college taking graduate level courses on magic. I love that. I was like, oh, that's a spin on a Hogwarts if I've ever seen one. I loved that. Now, if that's an ode to Fantastic Beasts, please don't get too annoyed. I have not seen that yet. So I don't know if that is like that at all. But I really love the idea that you're going to class and you're pushing forward in what you can do, understanding more of it, the more booky side of it. I think it brings us, those of us who are in the magical and spiritual community, more so into it. Like, oh yeah, because everybody does study so many books. They read the books, you know, and they practice. And yeah, okay, that makes you a magician. Or spiritual. And you know, for real, I'm being a little facetious with that one. It doesn't. But by the same token, you still do get some information from books. Some. Not much. Most of the time, you have a mentor that you are learning under. And there may be things. The books that you might learn something from, seriously being very honest, are people's personal notebooks of things that they've tried over and over and over again. Much like any type of experiment to exact results, and then they get the results. That is what really appealed to me about the show, okay? But I thought to myself, I understand that there's an entire book series that goes into it. which I said, oh, that must be amazing. But I can't get caught in fillery. I just can't. I will not do that to myself. I feel like it's a never-ending world that I'll get caught in and forget the main characters that I fell in love with on the TV show. This would be one of those instances where the show would direct me back to the book to want to really read it. And then I'm going to go, no, I'm not getting caught in there because, you know, I know as a person who's tried her hand at writing that there's a whole backdrop, a whole big plush story that's behind so many movies, and we only see the Cliff Notes version on screen. Be that these screen versions of the books are amazing. That's what I'm saying. I'm coming here saying that the screen version of The Magicians is amazing. No, I can't, not right now. I can't dedicate more time to reading another book and getting caught into it. Like right now, I am reading a book because someone gifted me the book, and I did not want to be ungrateful of the gift, number one. Number two, others are waiting to confer with me on the book. And number three, it's sort of a historical person that's going to go down in time. She wrote a book. I need to read it. So I'm reading it. I can't say that I want to do that with any other fictional stories, that I want to get lost in that way. But I do applaud those that do it. Seriously, I applaud you if you have read the books behind The Magicians, if you have read all the Harry Potter books, if you have read all the books you're reading. I'm a very avid book reader, though. Please be clear. It's just not on fictional stuff. And it's very rare that it's any type of biography or autobiography that I actually want to read. I like to read, you know, self-help books, books on history, especially Black history. I happen to love that. And finding spiritualism and spirituality throughout the world in many different forms. So that's my thing. I'm more so of a person that would be a spiritualologist. That is not a word, but I just made it up. Okay, there it is. We're here at Dill on the Run, ladies and gentlemen, where I love to use Anchor. I'm telling you, it is awesome. You just tap a button, a little button, and then you tap it when you're done. And then you go through the real ready process with the prompts, and ladies and gentlemen, you are done. Hello? Yes, I'm feeling it. But I really wanted to talk about The Magicians. I thought The Magicians were awesome. I thought that the different characters, I mentioned Alice already. I also think that Jules was awesome too. How she became this totally different person from the beginning of the show to the end, at least the end of season three. I was so impressed with her character. I was also extremely, I was blown away by Margot. She happened to really like her. I was like, she's got surprising depth when you don't think it's there at all. Really liked her. Really did. I also loved Elliot. But hands down, my favorite character on The Magicians, you would think it was Quentin. It was literally his best friend, Jules. I thought the growth that she went through was awesome. I loved the villains on the show, too. Like, the fairies. I don't know that you could really call the fairies villains, but I loved them. Oh, yeah. I thought they were awesome. Did I say that word enough? Awesome? Let me say it one more time. Awesome. I thought The Magicians was a very good investment of my time this past weekend as I did everything and piddled around the house and took my breaks and sat and binged watched. Yes, I recommend that you watch it. Seriously. All right, guys. I'm going to get back into the rest of my day. I haven't even made it downstairs yet to make my coffee, but I will. Have a good day, everybody. Peace.